We're back to the Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Carrie Champion and Alex Mendez of NBC's The Titan Games. Guys, thanks for calling. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic for being quarantined, but things are starting to, you know, pick up a little bit in Pennsylvania, but we're opening up things slowly, but I like it slowly than, you know, as crazy as some of the country is going. I'm not ready for that yet, for sure. Restaurants with no masks or anything like that, I'll wait for that. You know, let Pennsylvania move slowly into this process. But Carrie, it's an unbelievable season two because of the changes to the Titan Games. I was able to talk to Clarissa and Shields and also talk to Victor Cruz in the last couple weeks, and kind of adding that component's making it exciting, right? What a competition now.
Yeah, you pointed it out. This year we have professionals, as we say, the pro Titans. They're already crowned Titans from different regions, and they're faces that you're familiar with. We have the boxer, the Olympian, Clarissa Shields. You said you talked to her. Super Bowl champion and Victor Cruz. The Iron Man, Joe Thomas, one of the greatest to ever play football. And so what we've been able to do is take these celebrities, if you will, in their own right, in terms of these extreme, amazing athletes. We pair them up with everyday athletes. And I know it sounds like it would be unfair on paper, but it's not, because the challenges that DJ created are really about taking you through several steps. So it's your, obviously, your physical purpose and your mental purpose, but it's also about how well you're able to strategize. And so you, if you don't have the right strategy, you can be some of these superb Titans that we've watched growing up as huge football, you know, fans, or if we were a boxing fan, you can beat us,
exactly,
as we saw last night.
And Alex, I think the fun part is that I've talked to these athletes and they're not looking down at this competition at all. They feel these are top-notch athletes as well, and they're not going to take them lightly.
Oh, for sure. And I think that's also just because they are inherently competitive people, right? Whether it be Victor Cruz, who, you know, Super Bowl champion, Clarissa Shields. I mean, you heard her in throughout the entirety of the episode. I mean, she was like, ain't nobody going to beat me, right? And then she met a challenge. She met a challenge in Shantae McMillan. I think that was something that I was also really surprised with as well, because, you know, when they had explained to us the concept, I was like, oh, that's awesome. But, you know, who knows, right? Maybe they're not going to be as involved in it, and or maybe they're not going to have their heart in it. And then I had an opportunity to talk to Joe Thomas, and Joe Thomas was telling me how much he actually has been training. He's like, you know, I went back, I started training, and I didn't really know what I was getting back into shape for, besides just like my own well-being. And then this came about, and it all just kind of seemed to fit. So it was very clear that desire to compete is definitely there. And that is the reason why I think you're going to continue to watch this show and be blown away, because our reigning Titans wanted just as much as our everyday athletes. That was the part that blew me away. And it's going to be something that throughout the duration of this season, I think people and viewers are really going to be taking away, that these people genuinely want it.
So in week one of the Titan Games, what were you surprised about, Carrie, from week one?
Oh, week one. What was I surprised about? Good grief. There's so much to be surprised about. I was genuinely surprised at the ability, because every time we pick an athlete and we think, Alex and I would make who's going to win this one? This person has it. We would just assume just like what we think we knew. But each time I found out that we didn't know much, because depending on the obstacle and depending on that person's will, that sheer will, where they were in that moment, they end up being better than we even anticipated. So what you're going to find yourself is rooting for someone, and then maybe 20 minutes later rooting for another competitor, and then 20 minutes later rooting for someone else. There's always something about these competitors that you're rooting for, and you usually try to, you know, say to whom you say you're going to be, but that's my favorite. I'm going with Shantae. She's my favorite. And then I turn around 10 minutes later, no, Farmer Jess. I love her the best. I love Farmer Jess. And that's what you're going to find in this show. You'll find the surprises that everyone is, you can root for everyone, and they're likable.
Alex, same question for you. Surprise from week one.
You know, I actually really loved the chug off. That was probably one of my favorite segments of the show, which we actually didn't even get to see. So that was pretty special. I also, what I was really surprised by was how each challenge, as I watched it back, because, you know, we were there in the trenches watching this unfold in front of us. And then to see it, you know, brought back again, there were like a lot of just small details that I was like, oh man, you know, I completely glanced over that. Like, for example, Shantae McMillan, when she would make her Mount Olympus run, right? Those initial obstacles that she would hit, she flew by those so fast that I don't even think our cameras were able to catch it. That just goes to show how talented she is. She made him seem, she just tore him up, you know, like mincemeat. It was so impressive. So I think that was some of the things. Like, I went back and I look, and as a commentator, I'm just like, oh, you know, like, I definitely would have said that, you know, this way, you know, or maybe that way. And then it makes me want to just get back out there and do it again, because it was so fun.
All right, everyone needs to tune in to NBC's The Titan Games. Go catch up at NBC.com. Guys, I appreciate you coming by. We don't want to spoil things, so people need to check it out. And what a competition. And we know these athletes are not taking anyone lightly, but I think the professional athletes, but the ones that are competing against them, they truly believe they have an opportunity. And that's what The Rock brings. Dwayne Johnson, you guys call him DJ now. That's what DJ brings to the table. And ultimately, he wants something that, guess what? Everyone has an opportunity. He gives them that opportunity on that stage, and everyone needs to tune in to the Titan Game. So I appreciate you guys calling. Take care.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, take care, guys. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.